three Meineke Car Care Centers to choose from here in lovely Monroe County. You pick which one you'd like to go to, but stop by Meineke.com for money-saving offers before you go. Meineke Car Care Centers, thanks for being with us this morning. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
Here's Joe Smith on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, Joe. How are you?
You say the sun's coming up eventually?
He claims
mostly
it is.
Mostly sunny. Mostly sunny. Why would I lie to
you? It's just taking its time.
Monday, you need sun.
I'm totally with
Joe,
you.
Joe, don't worry. When we fall back next Monday, it'll be darker even longer.
Just crazy.
There are
thanks
some,
for that tip. I forgot all about
that's
that.
That's right. There are some things. You know how I knew that? Because the car in my clock is off. But that's because it's a satellite deal, hickey, juju-majobber. So that's how I knew that was going to happen there. So enough about time and space continuums and theories. Let's get down to some weekend action, shall we? Run, run, run for the roses. Well, we talk about that every Saturday in May as the horses get moving. But you had some horses here in our local cross-country teams, Joe, that both north and south, top five finishes in the semi-state, and they're onward and upward to the state championships coming up. Let me know how they did in the rest of a busy high school weekend.
Well, the North Cougar cross-country teams highlighting a spotlight week number 10, 2 second place semi-state finishes over at Eagle Park in Nashville this past weekend. And sophomore Grace Williams continued her outstanding season, leading Justin Helmer's girls, doing what she's been doing since the state series began, and that's win on top of sectional and regional individual titles. Now we'll add the semi-state, 18-12, her winning time. Grace and crew move on to the state over at Terre Haute this weekend. Grace Ciccone was fifth, Kendall Schultz 17th, second-ranked Columbus North won the girls' semi-state. Charlie Worthen's fellows also finished second as Columbus North swept things at the top on the Saturday, but the Cougars continue to improve. The fellows, senior Isaac Vance, led them in an eighth-place finish. Andrew Warren was 10th and Matt Campbell 14th for good solid depth points. The maroon and gold guys will greet the starters gun at 1 o'clock this Saturday, followed by the girls at 1:45. It is the state championship cross-country runs over at the Laverne Gibson course. Meanwhile, South boys and girls each finished fourth in the semi-state. Larry Williams fellows paced by Evan Franklin, a second for Franklin, after winning the sectional and regional individual crowns. The Panthers, though, extended their streak of state appearances now to 10. Meanwhile, sophomore Tadora Galuska and the sophomore Madison McMullen finished 17th and 25th, respectively, leading Samantha Ginther South girls as they qualify for yet another state appearance this weekend in Terre Haute. North seniors Jory Schaup and Zach Wisen wrapped up their outstanding careers, making the final four of the state doubles tournament, finishing 25-2 this fall, losing to North Central's duo of Indianapolis, duo of John Turk and J.J. Creek, who went on to win the state championship, by the way. Both Jory and Zach named to the state coaches District 5 team, along with sophomore Mac Rogers. The Cougars, the Conference Indiana sectional regional champs under Ken Heidinger, an outstanding fall. Also making a District 5 team, South's Will Pekarski. The Coaches Association also announced the all-academic team. On that, again, Mr. Schaup and Wisen and Gus DeLacqua made honorable mention all-academic. The Cougar tennis team, as well as Justin Helmer's cross-country squad, headlining Sports Talk, will be live tomorrow night from Yogi's starting at 6. Elsewhere, Kevin Sparks, 13th-ranked South, the Soccer Panthers lost to number 7 Center Grove for a second straight year in the Elite Eight down in Evansville, 5-2, South winding its season up 17-4-1. Joe Bannock and Ben Yeagley booted home first half goals, but the Trojans regained the momentum 5 minutes into the second half with a go-ahead goal, and the Panthers couldn't respond after that. Center Grove outshot South 23-6 and went on to beat top-ranked Carmel, and now this Saturday, Center Grove will play for the state 2A championship. Glosshoggins volleyball Cougars lost to Center Grove in the Volleyball sectional semis in Shelbyville in three sets, ending its run and season. Haley Stoltz and Lily Costello had 19 kills between them. North had an outstanding 21-11 season on the volleyball hardwood. Edgewood's season also ended, losing in four sets to Sullivan. Misty Edwards' crew, led by Kendall Souter, again 19 assists, 11 digs, 7 kills. Shaylee Swearingen added 22 digs, and Malia Shockney added 12 points there. And after a 5A bye week, game week unfolding now for North and South as they clash on the gridiron for a 51st time Friday night, 7 o'clock at Martin Memorial. In the sectional opener, chalk talk with both coaches at 6:30. Cougars lost a 14-7 grinder to the Panthers in week three. South, as you know, went on to win an outright Conference Indiana championship and post a 9-0 regular season, and now the postseason. The last time the two played in the postseason, a North 24-21 sectional title win 2 years ago. Edgewood's season concluded 3-7 as Mustangs lost to 13th-ranked Evansville Harrison on Friday night, 43-3. Well, it's In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Don't forget In the Red Zone, 7 until 7:45. Baltimore struggling, only one win out in Arizona tonight. Take on the Cardinals, who are 4-2. Kickoff on the airwaves Monday Night Football at 8:30.
You're exactly right, Joe. 7:45 tonight. It'll be 7:30 next Monday because of the Colts preseason, where we take the pregame, where we take the full hour for the Colts Veteran Radio Network. And speaking of the Colts, they weren't very good yesterday.
No, they weren't. They were that was listless, unacceptable.
For the second weekend in a row, or second Monday in a row, we've had a double
Lucas Oil. Who would have ever thought that?
Double-barreled football malaise.
Terrible.
And we'll have plenty to talk about tonight with the Hoosiers and with the Colts as well. So we'll get caught up on the Hoosier beat coming up at 8:45. But you had sunshine at Talladega. Tell us all about it.
Joey Logano sweeping, he just has been red hot as he stumbled a little bit, but held on and ended up winning the sweeping the second round of the NASCAR playoffs. It's called the Chase. He wins at Talladega. Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished second, but he'll miss the rest of the chase. Jeff Gordon in his final year was third, but Joey's hot. He wins three in a row, and on we go to Martinsville this coming weekend.
Almost as hot as Smiley Kaufman, shoot 61 to win the...
Wasn't a bad round for the
Not at all. The Shriners Classic, only playing in his, what, second PGA Tour event as a professional?
Gets out of, what, LSU?
Yeah, T10 last week and a win this week. Great stuff for him. Congratulations. And if you didn't stay up late last night, Carolina, who plays the Colts next Monday night, they're still unbeaten. They beat the Phillies of Philadelphia, or some people call them the Eagles, 27-16 last night on Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football tonight you've covered. We'll get covered at 8:45. Sound good?
All righty. Sounds great.
Joe
Smith. It's a plan. We'll see you then.
Get that coffee pot rolling. By then, we'll have some sunshine. Joe Smith.
Okay, thank
Monday
you.
Morning, 7:45 and 8:45. 8:46. Time for Joe Smith on a Monday. You wanted sunshine, sunshine. You got sunshine, sunshine.
Well, it's light anyway. Lighter.
It's gorgeous.
Right now. There's no sun on the east side.
I'll call a guy. We'll get. I'll call Wason. We'll get somebody over there immediately to fix that.
Spread that out over here now.
We'll get it up and running for you. It's gonna be nice today, though, Joe. Mostly sunny and 67. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not complaining.
You will tomorrow, though. Rain all day and rain all Wednesday. So let's just have that in our back pocket as we move forward this week. We saw some sunshine on the soccer pitch this weekend, and that was part of it. But you had a very interesting 6 minutes at East Lansing where it rained and you couldn't see 5 feet in front of your face.
No.
And, of course, that's when the Hoosiers had the ball. And then it stopped. But the raining of points continued. Michigan State blew open a very tight game late on a Saturday afternoon, early evening. Indiana, Joe, when you go on the road in football or you stay at home on football, you got to do plenty of things right. You can't give really good teams chances. And the Hoosiers fell short at Michigan State.
Well, deja vu all over again in the fourth quarter, a pattern that flat has to stop as the Hoosiers of Kevin Wilson implode defensively and take a competitive game to a rout on Saturday night, losing its fourth straight, a bye week now upon us to figure it all out. As good as Indiana has been in third quarters this year against anyone, the final 15 minutes has been nothing but heartbreak. Final 5 minutes, a 5-point lead came only to, well, watch helplessly then. The unbeaten Spartans piled it on with three scores over the final 4:57, breaking it wide open. So now in the last two fourth quarters of games, the Hoosiers have been outscored 46-0 with a combined 54 yards of total offense. Ridiculous. Again, Indiana had no answer on defensive stops on third down. Michigan State was 13 of 20. Spartans had it 39 minutes, way too long for quarterback Connor Cook to do his thing, which he did. The Spartans ran 96 plays Saturday and putting 52 on the board. Last five IU possessions, punt, missed field goal, punt, over on downs, fumble. It's got to get better the final 15 minutes. Well, the sun, though, is shining on the Soccer Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley. 6-1-1 in its last eight. A 1-0 win at home over Michigan Saturday night, putting the Hoosiers now number 22 in the country, according to the newly released top drawer poll. The Hoosiers, the first men's soccer program in Big Ten history to win 100 regular season matches. And they also inch a little bit closer to the 700 win milestone, posting its 699th victories in school history. Grant Lillard's fourth goal of the year stood up. Colin Webb, the shutout in goal. That 700th win could be realized on Halloween and Seniors Night Saturday night as Wisconsin comes to the Yeagley pitch. Amy Burberry's IU Hoosier women lost 3-1 at Michigan State in East Lansing Sunday. Getting ready now for Wednesday's big Golden Boot finale, 7 o'clock out at Armstrong against Purdue, who's Amy's not lost to since she's been here. Also Seniors Night for 7 Hoosier women to close the season there. It was a tough weekend for Amanda Janney's field hockey Hoosiers. They lost not one but two overtime games against Big Ten champion Maryland and American University, who beat them in the nation's capital yesterday 4-3. The Hoosiers will host Rutgers Friday in a game on the Big Ten Network. Should get that fifth Big Ten win against the Scarlet Knights, who are 0-7 in league play. It's also going to be Seniors Day for AJ's crew. Elsewhere, Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's volleyballers swept Northwestern in three Saturday night after getting swept Friday by 18th-ranked Illinois. The Hoosiers 13-9 overall. Senior Amelia Anderson, she went over 300 kills for the season, collecting 12 against the Wildcats. The Hoosiers, they get some TV time this week on Wednesday night, playing league leader Minnesota in Minneapolis, the Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock. Lynn Loring's tennis queens picked up 4 doubles victories and a singles win at the June Stewart invite down at Vanderbilt University. Danielle Wolf won in singles play Sunday. Earlier, she teamed with Paula Gutierrez to win 2 of the 4 Indiana doubles victories. Clint Wallman's golfers, -3. On the scoreboard, they are in 14th after day one of the Las Vegas Collegiate Showdown, but the big story is senior Camille Chevalier, as her 5-under-67 round tied an IU record for lowest all-time round. She's only the fourth to ever shoot 67 over on the women's side. Camille is T3 on the leaderboard. Elsewhere, Troy Williams beat Tyra Buss in the three-point shooting contest. He earlier won the slam dunk competition, so great atmosphere, a great crowd for Hoosier Hysteria. Thomas Bryant, the Arch, had not too much of a problem. He had 13 points. He and Yogi Farrell combined for a cream win over the Crimson 35-28, so good stuff there. In the Zone, 6 o'clock tonight, Dave and Glass in your phone calls, followed by In the Red Zone at 7. A little Monday night action, John Harbaugh's Baltimore Ravens, really, with only one win in 6 outings. Tough one tonight against the Arizona Cardinals, who are 4-2. Kickoff for that one here on the airwaves at 8:30.
Colts are 3-4, Joe. They're the first team since 1970 to lead their division after 7 weeks with a losing record. So,
well,
go division, go.
The rest of the best in the South.
Hey.
And it's horrid.
Until they change the rules, Joe.
What do you say? It stinks.
It stinks.
The rest of the conference.
Oh, it's the rest of the division is terrible.
Both stunk yesterday.
And they do. And the Colts get unbeaten Carolina on Monday Night Football a week from tonight. And then it is Peyton Manning and the undefeated Broncos. And then it's one loss Atlanta to follow after that. They
yeah,
could be
like
three.
You were saying, they could very well be 3-7.
They could. And you know what, Joe? They could be leading their division.
That's the other side of the good side of the coin there.
Jacksonville wins yesterday. They had a big lead in London, blew it, but then came back to win it late. A wonderful diving catch. I don't know if you saw that replay. A catch fitting to win any game. Jacksonville wins in London. Tennessee loses to Atlanta 10-7. The Titans put up a good fight. Mariota's out 4 to 6 weeks, so they'll have other plans at quarterback there. Zach Mettenberger will be their quarterback. And the Houston Texans stink. This J.J. Watt baloney about him being the best player in football is so overrated. I've been on that for about a year now. Stop it. They gave up 44 points to Steve Tannehill and the Dolphins. The Dolphins blast. That game was 35-0 at one point. You thought the Colts were bad, Joe? That was 35-0 at one point. Colts were just 27-0 down. Fumbles, bad snaps, bad onside kicking, bad special teams, bad defense.
Dave, they had no emotion. They came out listless, class. That's the big knock in the stretcher. I mean, they're 1-3 at home now.
Bad decision making, bad everything, and bad fourth quarter. So we'll have at least for IU, we'll have plenty to do tonight. 6 to 7:45. Dave and Glass, congratulations, Joey Logano. Good stuff for him and you. That's always exciting. Smiley Kaufman. Sad story. Flip Saunders passing of.
Saw that.
That's not. That's 60. That's any age is terrible.
That's way
but
too
that's,
young.
A big loss in the basketball.
He was a heck of a guard too for the Minnesota. He was
true
in and out Minnesota man, and that's a shame. He was a heck of a guard for the Gophers.
He sure was. All right, Smitty. Good stuff as always. We'll catch you tomorrow night live at Yogi's with Ken Heidinger, North Tennis, and North Girls Cross Country. Loading up, getting ready for state. Justin Helmer will be there with them. 6 to 7. Join us at the corner of 10th and Indiana tomorrow night.